Welcome back, and let's gain to a proper advanced jungle and old school DNB move in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're taking a dark side top loop and turning it into a pitch-driven, warm tape grit layer that feels alive, dusty, and musical. Not just a loop that repeats, but a performance layer that adds attitude and tension on top of the groove without stepping on the kick, snare, sub, or reese. This is the kind of detail that gives a track that lived in, sampled from a rare record energy. The top loop stops sounding like something you dragged in and starts sounding like part of the track's identity. First, let's choose the right source. You want a top loop with movement, hats, shuffled percussion, chopped break tops, thin break sections, that kind of thing. Avoid loops that are already too full in the low mids, because once we start pitching and saturating, those can turn muddy fast. Drop the loop into an audio track and warp it so the transients line up with your project. For jungle and old school DNB, you usually want to preserve some bounce, not iron it into robotic perfection. If the loop is tonal or really pitch sensitive, Complex Pro can help. If it's more percussive, beats or tones will often keep the attack cleaner. A useful habit here is to phrase the loop as a 2-bar or 4-bar idea, then duplicate it across 8 or 16 bars. Don't just ask, does this sound good solo? Ask, does this still let the bassline and snare breathe? Now shape the loop before we do any creative movement. Start with a Q8 and high pass the loop somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz, depending on how thick the source is. If it's already really thin, stay gentler. If it's a busy break top, you can push the cutoff higher. Then listen for any harsh ring in the 6 to 9 kHz area and trim that if it's poking out. If the loop needs more density, add drum bus slightly. You're not trying to smash it. Just enough drive to give it body, maybe a touch of crunch, and keep boom off or very low. Damp can help tame the brightness if the top gets spitty. And here's a nice little pro move. If the loop feels too wide, use utility and narrow it slightly before you start adding more processing. In DNB, a controlled top layer sits way more confidently around a mono sub. Now for the core of the session, pitch movement. This is where the loop starts to feel like it's breathing. In Ableton, you can use clip envelopes for detailed internal movement or arrangement automation if you want the motion to play across the whole track. For a subtle, warm pitch session, keep the move small. Think -1 to -3 semitones for tension, +2 semitones for lift, or short dip and return gestures over 1 or 2 beats. That little sagging motion is very effective in jungle and dark rollers, because it gives you that tape drag feeling without needing any extra notes. A simple 4-bar contour can work beautifully. First bar at 0, second bar down a semitone, third bar down 2 semitones, then back to 0 or up a semitone on the 4th bar. That downward drift creates pressure. It makes the loop feel like it's slowly being pulled through tape, and that movement keeps the ear interested even if the drum pattern stays minimal. One thing to remember from the coach notes, treat this like a performance layer. Don't just draw a perfect repeating pattern and leave it. Record a few passes of pitch movement if you can, then pick the most musical one. A tiny bit of irregularity can make the loop feel more human and less like a plugin preset. Next, we add the warm tape style grit. A really solid stock chain is saturator into echo, then EQ8 and utility if needed. Saturator gives you the core warmth and edge. Start with around 2 to 6 dB of drive. Turn soft clip on, and choose a curve that gives you a bit of bite without turning harsh. Then trim the output so you're not just fooling yourself with volume. Echo here is not about obvious delay lines. It's about a tiny bit of smear, flutter, and glue. Keep the time short. Maybe sync to 1/16 or even very tight. Feedback should stay low, around 5-15%. Roll off the lows in the echo, and don't let the highs get too shiny. A little modulation is great because it adds that unstable tape wobble. If you want extra authenticity, automate the echo modulation a little or vary the feedback subtly over the phrase. That can make the loop feel like it's been bounced, recommitted, and pulled back into the track with a bit of wobble. Now, once the pitch movement and tape character feel right, resample it. This is a huge step. Resampling commits the vibe. It turns the live processing into an audio performance you can actually edit. Route the processed loop to a new audio track, record the result, and print it. After that, consolidate the best 4-bar or 8-bar section and test it against the drums and bass. Often the resampled version feels better than the live chain, because the movement becomes fixed in a more musical way. If you want to go advanced, make 2 printed versions, one cleaner and more present, one dirtier, darker, maybe slightly more saturated or pitched down. Then you can use them in different parts of the track for energy changes without needing a whole new sound. Now we protect the low end. This is crucial. A dark side top loop only works if the bassline stays in charge down low. Keep your sub mono, or at least very close to mono, below roughly 120 Hz. If your res has stereo movement, let that movement live higher up, not in the sub. The top loop should stay above the conflict zone. Think of the relationship like this. Kick and snare are the anchor, sub is the foundation, res is the pressure, and the top loop is the grit and motion on top. If the loop starts masking the snare crack or the bass articulation, carve a little more out around the low mids, especially 200 to 400 Hz, or use gentle sidechain compression from the kick and snare. Even 1 to 3 dB of ducking can make a huge difference. Also, check the first transient of each bar. In this style, that first hit often defines the whole groove more than the rest of the loop. If that transient is too spiky or too soft, the pocket changes immediately. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the trick really becomes useful. Don't let the loop run the exact same way for the entire drop. That's how it starts sounding like a static layer. Instead, use it like a phrase tool. A strong arrangement could look like this. In the intro, filtered and lower in volume, with some pitch movement and tape grit. In the first 8 bars of the drop, present but restrained. Around bar 9 or 17, let the pitch dip briefly to darken the energy. Around bar 13 or 29, use a fill, maybe a reverse slice or a 1-bar pitch rise. Then in the second drop, bring in a slightly different version with more saturation or a different pitch contour. That gives you tension and release without changing the core drum and bass pattern. Old school jungle loves that kind of sagging, destabilized movement. Darker rollers often benefit from tighter, more controlled pitch shifts, but the principle is the same. The loop should react to the song. Once you've printed the loop, start chopping it. This is where it becomes arrangement language. Use simpler or work directly in arrangement view to cut out little 1/4-bar or 1/8-bar fragments. You can reverse one slice before a snare. Pitch a single hit up a few semitones for a tension stab. Mute the loop for a beat so the bass line can answer alone. Then bring it back with a filter opening over 2 bars. That call and response relationship is a classic jungle move. It makes the track feel conversational instead of looped. Here are a few things to watch for as you work. Don't pitch the loop too far unless you want a very obvious effect. Most of the time, staying within plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones keeps it musical. Don't leave too much low mid in the loop. If the bass line starts disappearing, the loop is probably too thick around 200 to 400 Hz. Don't widen it too much. Big stereo tops can sound exciting in isolation, but they can blur the mix and weaken mono compatibility. And don't overdo echo. If you can clearly hear a delay line chasing the groove, it's probably too much for this kind of layer. A couple of extra advanced ideas if you want to push it further. Try a 2-stage pitch design. Make one pass with subtle movement, then another with more extreme bends, and blend them quietly. That gives the listener a sense of motion before they consciously notice it. Try micro-slice pitch offsets. Chop the loop into very short slices, and transpose a few of them by different amounts. That can create a broken, tape-head kind of feel that sounds really authentic in darker DNB. You can also use a dual bus setup. Send the loop to one cleaner return and one dirtier, more smeared return, then blend them depending on the section. That gives you control over energy without rebuilding the sound. And for a really nice arrangement trick, create a version that slowly pitches down over 8 bars, while the filter opens slightly. That downward bloom can make a drop feel heavier and heavier as it develops. Let's make this practical. A strong 15-minute exercise is to build a 2-version top loop system. First, pick a dark top loop and warp it cleanly. Then high-pass it and add light saturator. Build a 4-bar pitch envelope with small semitone moves. Resample it. Then make 2 edits. One cleaner and more restrained, one darker and more degraded. Place the cleaner version in the first 8 bars of the drop, and the dirtier version in the next 8 bars. Finally, add your bass line underneath and check whether the loop supports the groove without masking the sub. If you want a homework challenge, take it one step further and build 3 versions from the same source. A clean support version, a degraded tension version, and a fill or transition version made from chopped or reversed fragments. Then arrange them across a 16-bar section so the loop changes roll without losing identity. That's the real win here. When you do this right, the dark side top loop stops being a loop. It becomes a performance element, a tension tool, and a character layer that helps define the track's mood. So remember the formula. Keep it top heavy and bass friendly. Use small pitch moves for tension. Add warm saturation and a touch of smear. Resample the best pass, and then arrange it like a living part of the record. Do that, and your groove gets that dusty, pressure-filled, old-school DNB energy that feels properly alive.